name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, this third Sunday of Great Lent is dedicated each year to the adoration of the Holy Cross. As the cross is the center of our faith, it's natural for the church to place this weapon of victory in the midst of the assembly. Midway through the most spiritually intense season of the year, when during the service last night, the church brings the precious and life-giving cross of our Lord, the cross of the Creator of all things, the cross of the Lamb slain from the very foundation of the world. When it brings this cross out from the depths of the altar, from the holy table, which is the Lord's own holy table, in a solemn procession, and then presents it to the faithful to venerate and to kiss. What thought does the Holy Church have in mind? Her thought, brothers and sisters, is that her children, her true children, those who are in the middle of the course of the fast and who are struggling greatly against their flesh and against the devil who during the fast especially ignites his arrows against our flesh and against our minds. And as one elder says, in the week prior to the Sunday of the cross, the evil one is at his strongest in trying to discourage us. The thought of the church is that on this Sunday, the faithful will behold the cross and vividly bring to mind the sufferings of our own Lord, Jesus Christ, which he endured in his flesh for our sakes, and his victory through the cross, and that we would be strengthened by the cross for our struggle with our flesh, against our passions and our desires and our lusts, and that we wouldn't slip into regret or despair at crucifying the passions of our flesh, but that we would find courage in our Lord's cross to keep warring with the enemy who's taken up arms against us through various temptations. Look and see, brothers and sisters, how the Lord is announcing to us by his cross what he has endured for us. This is what I have accepted, he says, for your salvation, through my pure flesh, which wasn't touched by any kind of sin, or in need of any kind of purification. Will you then refuse to crucify the passions and lusts of your own flesh? Will you refuse to endure some of the bitterness of fasting, while I endured this great bitterness for you? Will you refuse to endure some deprivation from sweetness in order to tame your flesh, which, the more delights you give to it, and the more you satiate it, only becomes all the more enraged and hungrier? Will you not endure the fiery arrows of the attacking enemy and take courage and be steadfast, while I allow the enemy to pierce my divine flesh with every kind of arrows? Dearly beloved, this is the thought with which the cross has been brought forth for us to venerate and to kiss. Kiss the death of the Lord. Kiss your own death. Kiss your Lord's word. Deny yourself. For as it says on the plaques at several monasteries, and we've all heard it now, if we die before we die, when we die, we shall not die. Or as it says in Holy Scripture, unless a grain of wheat falls to the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. In kissing the cross, we say, come what may, this morning, this Lent, I will die. I will die to myself, to my belly, to my passions, to my judgmental thoughts about others. I will die so that Christ might live in me. These, again, are the thoughts we bear in our hearts as we venerate the Holy Cross. Brothers and sisters, don't come up at the end of the service and kiss the cross lightly. Don't come forward in a lackadaisical or empty or pro forma manner. Don't just participate in some religious ceremony. Don't kiss the cross while holding in your own heart a stubborn, arrogant refusal to fast or to actually struggle against your passions and to open your heart to God in order that He might begin to bring order and light to your life. Come forward and venerate the cross in order to take courage in the fast, in your struggle against your passions and against the fiery darts of that great discourager, the devil. Come forward courageously and boldly, crying out for help from Him who suffered for us, who suffers alongside us, and who through the cross, through suffering, has conquered all of our enemies. For brothers and sisters, through the cross, joy has come into all the world. And through the cross, joy will come into your world. Through the cross, our Lord won victory over sin and death, over sadness and over anger, over anxiety and over confusion, over addiction and over gluttony, and over pride and self-love. Through the cross, Christ has put evil to flight and brought and is bringing joy again into all the world, true and unfading joy. But that joy is not going to come into our lives, into my own history, into my brief sojourn upon this earth, if I and if we do not take up our own crosses, our own struggle against the darkness in our lives, against our passions, against our self-will, against our pride, humbly accepting the light yoke of the church as a corrective and a healing. The cross represents the victory of Christ and His church over evil, and it is the weapon producing that victory, an instrument of torture, a device meant to bring Jesus Christ's life and ministry to an end, was directly inverted, reversed, flipped, becoming the true beacon of healing, victory, and life. If God Himself was not spared a cross in order to bring light and life to all things, to you and to I, how will we find light and light if we think that we might somehow do so by avoiding our own cross? It's delusion. Rather, Christians of every age rejoice in the cross, in our crosses. We rejoice in fasting. We rejoice in our trials and tribulations because we experience through these the path toward the brightness of the resurrection. And the very brightness of resurrection itself within our own hearts and lives and families. For Jesus Christ, through His experience on the cross, has turned the very instrument of death, of sadness, of shame, and of grief into the very instrument of victory and life. So let us join today with the whole church across the world and through the centuries in rejoicing this morning in the cross. As we sang last night, rejoice, O life-bearing cross, bright paradise of the church and tree of incorruption. Thou hast obtained for us the joy of everlasting glory. Through thee, the hosts of demons are driven out. The choirs of angels are amazed and rejoice. The company of the faithful gathers in celebration. O unconquerable weapon, unbroken stronghold, triumph of Orthodox Christians and pride of priests, by following thee, may we witness the passion and resurrection of Christ our God. Amen.